When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hello there, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We'll do nerd talk, we'll do the news here, and let's just make dumb jokes and talk about stuff. Let's air our grievances? Let's air our grievances every day, not just on Festivus. Look, the morning started really crazy because they announced it super early on the East Coast, so by 5 a.m. I was already mad about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll do it a little different today. We'll just go right to the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Massive congratulations are in order for Trent Reznor as Nine Inch Nails has been elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, congrats, man. He's been quoted this morning as saying that he's freaked out. Now, I'd be more excited, but holy crap, Seattle Soundgarden didn't make the cut. What? Whitney Houston, Notorious B.I.G., the Doobie Brothers, and more made it. Dave Matthews Band were the winners of this year's Rock Hall fan vote. Also didn't make the cut. Now look, this is an emotional reaction, okay? But somehow, something called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is open to a massive rap star and a super iconic pop singer before rock and roll band Soundgarden. That blows my mind. All right, moving on. I don't want to dwell. In a battle of the show's three biggest winners, when it comes to Jeopardy, Seattle's Ken Jennings is officially the greatest of all time. Yes, the GOAT. He was the first of these big brains to win three games when paired head-to-head-to-head, and thus he gets the crown as best ever. And more school delays and cancellations today. I know Seattle Public Schools called the whole thing off via text message last night. I don't know. Contact the robot that tells you what to do for more information.
You just got news.
I know it's because Soundgarden is a Seattle band, but there's more to it than that. What's the name of that place in West Seattle? Feedback Lounge? Is that what it was called? Is it still around? I just remember going there one time and Ben Shepherd, the bass player, was just hanging out at this place. Like, super cool. I guess, to be fair, Duff's band was going to play that night. I was leaving first thing in the morning. I had like a 6 a.m. flight the next day. I didn't stay and watch Duff's band because I was like, I got to go. I got to sleep. I had busted open my toe in a soccer match before that. There was blood everywhere. And I was on a very inappropriate date. Sorry, wife. It was not with you. I'll tell you about that off air, okay? But so, yeah, maybe it's just because we're close to Soundgarden here and that Pearl Jam are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it is mind-blowing to me that you have, before Soundgarden, a band that, like, helped set the tone for an entire region, for an entire era of rock music. Before they get in, you have two different artists here, at least, that aren't rock and roll at all. Listen, Notorious B.I.G., he was a big deal. I mean, like, figuratively and literally. It's in his name. I get why I voted for him a bunch of times myself in the fan poll, because that's great. I get why. And then Whitney Houston is a pop star. There's nothing rock and roll there at all.
Oh, there's the sex and the drugs part, but not the rock and roll. This is an emotional response to this, being like, yo, Soundgarden should be in there because they helped define rock and roll. Whitney Houston sold a zillion records and was in a movie about a bodyguard that I never saw, but like, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's broader than that, and this isn't the first time it's happened, and pop stars should get in too, I guess. We can all just agree that that's going to happen, but it like really bums me out that whoever's responsible for the artists that go in would move Soundgarden in front of groups that are clearly not rock and roll. Like Nine Inch Nails making it in. Great. Great job. Trent Reznor said, I'm pretty freaked out. He said, I'm paraphrasing Consequence of Sound. I saw it there. But paraphrasing, then he was like, our bands always kind of slip between the cracks. No one really embraced us the same way that it happened with other groups. I beg to differ. But so to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is weird. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is stupid. I suppose so, if you judge by like a band like Pearl Jam's reaction, where they didn't really seem to get too up for it. I don't know. I am upset, though, that that is how it played out. I don't think that's very cool for Soundgarden that that happens. Poor Chris Cornell dies. My buddy Sean points out it'll happen. There's like a few, it'll happen in a couple of years, but I'm just blown away that it's such a, it feels like a snub, honestly. Anyway, I found this 50 best-selling albums worldwide. And the picture becomes a little bit more clear, I suppose. This is probably one of the factors. The number one best-selling album worldwide is 1982's Thriller by Michael Jackson. 65 million records sold. That's a lot of wax. Then I scroll down here a little bit. Number three is Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, as aforementioned. 41 million. And then you keep going and like, Alanis Morissette's in the top 10? Holy cow, with Jagged Little Pill, number 10. That's crazy. Good for her. I scanned this earlier, and Michael Jackson's all over it. Nirvana's Nevermind is top 25. Here are the top five. Michael Jackson, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, The Grease soundtrack, Led Zeppelin, 4. AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac, Bee Gees, Michael Jackson again with Bad, Alanis Morissette, Shania Twain, Pink Floyd, Dire Straits, Metallica, self-titled, the Black Album, right? And Guns N' Roses round out the top 15. Adele, Eagles, Dirty Dancing, Celine Dion, and Michael Jackson, Dangerous, number 20. Wow, MJ's got three there in the top 20. That's crazy. But Whitney Houston has at least three albums in the top 50. So I don't see any Soundgarden in there. But that's not my point. That's just albums sold worldwide. That's not rock and roll. I'm also upset with people when they constantly hit us up to be like, this is an alternative. Shut up. Shut up, me. Alternative's just different to what's going on in the mainstream. And stuff like Imagine Dragons and stuff happens here, then blows up mainstream. So, ooh. Okay, I'll stop. Hey, good news. Finally, you're going to be able to bring that creepy little alien. He's actually very cute. With the weird baby noises that they added to a 50-year-old alien. Baby Yoda is coming home. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Build-A-Bear Workshop will welcome 2019's biggest meme. Soon, you'll be able to craft your own Baby Yoda. Well, what if that's what bears actually look like if you shaved one? Better yet, imagine if this whole time Yoda was just a talking naked bear.
Feed me a salmon, you will.
Also, will they ever offer a Jedi Master Yoda, the other end of his life? Funny how kids' toys are always babies and never elderly dolls, right? Master Yoda comes with his own stick fashioned into a cane, and you can even lift up his robe and change his diaper. Yikes. Finally, some good progress for the Space Force. Space Force! They've appointed their first official member. Air Force General John Raymond was sworn in as the Chief of Space Operations. His first job, I assume, is to find lobbyists to shape elections so we can funnel in money to finally build some space lasers. Maybe a TIE fighter or two. And finally, the future is officially terrifying thanks to Xenobots. They're the world's first living, self-healing miniature robots small enough to get inside your body and do who knows what.
They could walk and swim and survive for weeks without food. Plus, they could work together in groups. Living robots made from stem cells.
Cool.
Yeah, we're officially just a few clicks away now from a world full of Terminators.
Affirmative.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Organic robots, it's so crazy.
Sumo Day 4, I'm off to go watch the highlights from the KubiCon. I think that's what it's called. The Sumo Arena from Tokyo, recorded on my DVR. Hey, quick shout out to my buddies at Michael's Volkswagen and Subaru of Bellevue. They gave me a loaner Subaru. This is a plug just because they're awesome. They didn't pay me to do this or anything like that, but they were super cool and let me drive that in the bad conditions, and then it didn't snow hardly at all. Have a great day.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.